G'day, Faith. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a good morning too. It's really quite nice outside. Tell us about Critical Mass. It's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, so Critical Mass just celebrated its 30th birthday. It started in 1992 in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it started up in Melbourne in 1995, so we're only a couple of years behind. But it's been a worldwide phenomena where cyclists take to the road en masse with the principle that there's safety in numbers, and to protest the lack of safe cycling infrastructure and the lack of safety on their local roads, and try and get some attention put towards the sorts of changes you need to make cycling safe and accessible.
Well, you're certainly tackling a big ask, which is Sydney Road this time.
So, yeah, the first time someone asked for protected bike lanes on Sydney Road was during the 1890s. So this is how long we've been waiting. And certainly at Merrybeck Bicycle User Group, we've had this on our agenda since 2008. We've been talking to local politicians about it. It's a huge issue for locals because Merrybeck is an area where a lot of people do use their bicycles every day. They use them to get to work, to get the kids to school. And if you can't also get to your local shops by the bike, then you tend not to go to that shopping strip. So for traders on Sydney Road, they're surrounded by people who are using their bikes but can't find their way to them. So I think, you know, it's an issue for the local community and it's an issue for traders as well.
So this is a cultural thing, isn't it? Because bike riding, in fact, it's quite interesting since COVID lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a bike rider, so I noticed there was quite an increase in the amount of people who are riding bikes. And there's been a cultural shift, hasn't there, towards bike riding?
Yeah, and one thing I think local shopping strips have really come to the fore in this, because what used to happen was a lot of people left the suburb to go to work each day. But now, since COVID and during ongoing COVID, a lot of those people are working from home a few days a week at least. And we're starting to see that the commuter trips at the each end of the day in and out of the suburb are slightly down, but the trips throughout the day around the suburb to local destinations as people take a lunch break or squeeze in some errands are up.
Yeah.
So again, you know, if you're thinking about your local shopping strip, those people who weren't around during the day are now, and they're needing somewhere to go or to access other local services rather than the ones that they might have been doing in the city or something. So it's a big issue for commuters and for those who want to use their local shopping strip. And the people that most impact are women and children, the elderly and the disabled, because these are the groups who don't tend to cycle when you don't have protected bike lanes. But in the countries where you do have good networks of protected bike lanes, you know, more women cycle than men, and the greatest, largest single group of people is over 65 who cycle. And disabled people also are able to use bikes as mobility devices, or if they're using other mobility devices, get around easier on them.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's interesting because, I mean, if you look at Sydney Road, the whole terrain across that area is, it's quite hilly, actually. I mean, not that if you're in a car you'd realise this, but actually Sydney Road's quite hilly and it's got an incline going up, you know, towards Coburg. But also the narrowness, because there's so much on it, on the road itself, like the cars become absolutely impossible as a method of getting from A to B in a situation like that, it seems to me.
Yeah, they're not efficient in very dense urban centres. And, you know, Sydney Road, the car parking that's actually on Sydney Road, for the whole length of it, there's only 400 car parks.
Oh, is that right? It feels like insanely insane amount of car parks, actually. They're and obstacles.
Exactly. And, you know, there's 3,000 car parks behind the shops. And what happens is as people are accessing the car parks on the street, it's not only that they're creating a danger to people on bikes and that, but that parallel parking and getting in and out of your parking spot, it holds up the tram.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have accessible tram stops on Sydney Road. And the other issue is it just creates this, like what you're talking about, this really congested, unsafe environment. And I think for many people, it's, you know, the picture is just one where the perception of safety or even a welcoming, enjoyable area to be in just isn't there.
It would be amazing. Imagine what it would be like if cars were at a minimum and people and bikes were the primary source of movement on that street, and trams.
Yeah, it would just, and walking. You could
walking.
So at the moment, if you're a parent with a pusher with kids, if you are using a mobility device, you're squeezed onto a pavement where, you know, there's a lot of the things we like on the pavement, some cafe tables and all that, but it's everyone squeezed into one small area. And, you know, Victoria Walks did a survey a couple of years ago, so only 20% of the people who were on Sydney Road in Brunswick had arrived by car.
That doesn't surprise me.
80% of the road space is given up to cars, and yet this is not... you know, it's blocking locals from getting to their local shopping strip and enjoying that area, because it's a community asset, Sydney Road. We all own it. It's our local shopping strip.
It's funny, you know, because it's a working class suburb. all the working class suburbs are, and it's an old suburb. It's a walking suburb because people in the past didn't have vehicles. Right?
Yeah, well, it's still a walking suburb. I think the proportion of people who walk to Sydney Road is, you know, well over 60% in that survey, and I can't remember the exact figure, but the vast majority of people get there by walking. And using a bike is an extension of walking. It enables people who can only walk so far to go a bit further. It enables you to carry more than when you're walking. And it enables people who can't walk very far to be able to move around independently, because often those same people are able to ride a bike.
Yeah. Bicycling is less arduous than walking.
Yeah. It's.
People don't realise that, but it really is.
No, and that's why it's so good for many disabled people. And people don't realise that the extent to which disabled people use bicycles, because the government doesn't collect any data on that. But often if you're disabled, you're not allowed to drive. And, you know, it gives you another means of independent mobility where you're not depending on other people, and you have that full expression of, you know, being your own master and being in charge of what you do, which is why we all love it so much. It's like why kids... love riding bikes so much. It's one of the first times you get to just be free.
Well, it's true. We should get back to the critical mass and, you know, the details of it. And, before we do, usually when you point out the need for, you know, better facilities for bikes and all the good things that go with being with bikes, and, you know, you're targeting Sydney Road this time. Usually there's this whole thing about a fight back from the local traders, but you're saying that the local traders are actually on board about this.
No, they're not.
They're not? Oh.
And that's the weird thing, that traders have so much to gain. When they wanted to remove parking from Ackland Street in St Kilda.
Yeah, yeah, and also in Stonington. There was huge pushback. Go on.
Yeah, but the traders in Ackland Street went and got commissioned some research, and they discovered the same. Only 20% of people were coming by car, and they got on board because they realised they would make that up with the number of locals who would come. And overseas, the same has happened. Vancouver traders fought really hard against protected bike lanes and won. And now the Traders Association there is trying to get protected bike lanes in because they went and commissioned independent research about what they could do to revitalise their shopping strip. And the research came back and said, get rid of the parking.
Oh, is that interesting? So the love affair with the normalisation and the love affair with cars is really at the root of stymieing a positive change. Like it's an imagined world in their heads.
It is. Like the same survey that found that only 20% of people arrive at Sydney Road, Brunswick by car, traders were asked to estimate how many of their customers were coming by car, and they estimated 60%. So, and that is another worldwide phenomenon. No matter where you ask, traders overestimate, usually by at least 100%. So it's a really difficult thing to get through. And you know, I think it would be awesome if the Sydney Road Traders Association went and did some research, because that would show them how, you know, shopping strips like Sydney Road depend on locals, and Sydney Road's struggling at the moment. Their foot traffic is down, and, you know, there's a really good solution that would really revitalise Sydney Road, and I think for the benefit of locals and the traders, you know, it would be great if they could find a way to get to that point.
Well, critical mass, you're going to meet at the State Library on Swanston Street, 5 p.m. on Friday, the 18th of November.
Yep, and we'll have a second point at the Avenue Reserve on Royal Parade, which is just near Royal Parade and Park Street.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are already in Brunswick or north and you don't want to go to the city, or maybe you're bringing the kids, you can wait there and the ride will come past, we're estimating, maybe at 5:30, and you can just jump on and ride up Sydney Road to War, and we'll be going to War Park in Brunswick, where there's going to be a heap of speakers from Disability Resource Centre, Melbourne Uni Associate Professor Crystal Legacy, and a lot of local Extinction Rebellion, and some of the local candidates in the election will also be there.
Yeah, it sounds like a good Friday night activity for 18th of November.
It would be awesome to see everyone there. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Faith.
Thank you, Annie.